Ron DeSantis, no reports of fatalities due to Tropical Storm Elsa in Florida as of Wednesday morning. By Hannah Blow on July 7, 2021. Florida has had no reports of fatalities related to Tropical Storm Elsa as of Wednesday morning. Governor Ron DeSantis, R., announced during a press conference at the State Emergency Operations Center. "We have had no reports of fatalities," DeSantis said Wednesday morning, cautioning Floridians to remain vigilant. "But I would caution folks on the fatalities. That you know we typically see fatalities after the storm passes. And so if you have, and there have been reports of debris falling on people's homes, you're probably going to see that. Just be very careful as you're clearing the debris," he warned. "We have people who fall off the roofs when they're trying to work on this and pass away that way." He continued, urging people to use generators appropriately while noting the dynamic nature of the state. "I hope that if this is your first rodeo, please heed the warnings about handling power outages and handling some of the issues with your yard or with your debris. Because that's the last thing we want to see is any type of injuries or fatalities for that," he added. Watch. Elsa, which has been downgraded to a tropical storm, was about 35 miles west of Cedar Key as of 8 a.m. Eastern, according to the National Hurricane Center, NHC. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected late this afternoon or tonight, followed by a faster northeastward motion by late Thursday. On the forecast track, Elsa will make landfall along the North Florida Gulf Coast by late this morning or this afternoon. The NHC continued, projecting the storm to move across the southeastern and mid-Atlantic United States through Thursday. Tropical Storm Elsa's maximum sustained winds stand at 65 miles per hour, but it is expected to weaken as it hits land today.